slaves. Fresh slaves for sale. Specimens in their prime, fresh from the charnel houses of Orchids 7. The hissing voice rang in Solar M'Tex's ears constantly, as one of the filthy slavers who had captured him and taken his freedom prowled around the vast, echoing dome of the Flesh Bazaar, crying his wares. At least Solar assumed he was in the Flesh Bazaar. He was blindfolded, so he couldn't see a damn thing. But that was what he'd heard the slavers saying when he and Captain Thrace were captured. Carnal houses of Orchids 7, my ass, he thought, as the voice went on and on. The slavers were trying to pass him and Thrace off as highly trained pleasure slaves when nothing could be further from the truth. They were havoc born and bred, the both of them. And though Solar flattered himself he could be very pleasing in the bedroom when he had a mind to be, he hadn't exactly been classically trained in the erotic arts. When he first woke up in the dirty metal cage in the back of the slaver's ship, with a throbbing head and a tongue that tasted like he'd been eating dirt, he had thought it was a simple robbery. The drinks at the sleazy little port bar must have been spiked, a common enough trick for thieves who wanted to roll a few off-worlders and snatch their credits. But they'd lost a lot more than their spare change. Freedom was now a thing of the past, too. At first, he'd thought they were headed for the Pandarian mines in the Vega galaxy. Or maybe they'd be forced to become fighters in the Blood Arena. But the hissing voices of the reptilian Zethian slavers had set him straight. Like other Havocs, he had a natural talent for languages, and the words Flesh Bazaar were hard to miss. Sex slaves. He and Thrace were being sold into sexual bondage, and there wasn't a damn thing they could do about it. This is what we get for stopping on a fucking backwater planet like Padge for fuel and repairs, he thought grimly. But they'd had no choice. The Empress had a broken hydrogen scoop, and they had run through their entire emergency supply of fuel just getting to the damn planet. There was no place else to stop for thousands of parsecs, so it was Padge or nothing. And there hadn't seemed to be any harm in getting a drink while the mech droids looked the Empress over. Where was the Empress now? Probably the ship was still in dry dock and likely to remain there under the security code Thrace had placed on it. The rest of the crew might stay a few weeks, a solar month at most. Then, when it became apparent their captain and first mate weren't coming back, they would drift away, looking for other employment. None of them were Havoc like he and Thrace were. They had no honor or loyalty among them. And forget about the ship. Where was Thrace? They were in a tight spot, and no mistake, but he was almost more worried about his captain than himself. Thrace hated slavery and anything to do with it. He refused to transport slavers on the Empress, even when they offered 3 times the usual boarding price. Solar had once seen him take on 3 huge Jacian slavers at once in a bar fight, though the cool and distant captain usually kept himself aloof from any kind of brawl. After knocking the 3 of them out, Thrace had taken their release mechanisms, found their ship, and set the entire shipment of slaves free. He'd done it all without a word, but the dark look on his face had told Solar everything he needed to know. The entire crew had steered clear of the captain for weeks after that. There was no doubt about it, Solar mused. Thrace had something personal against the entire slave trade, though what it was, he had never confided to Solar. Then again, the captain didn't confide in anyone. He was a closed book, a quiet, brooding giant of a male who kept everyone at arm's length, even Solar, who had been working with him for the past 7 years.